understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning on the first day of June. The year is almost half over, folks, and it just seems to get quicker and quicker and quicker. I know I've always heard that the older you get, the quicker time flies, and with my last born, our last child graduating from high school over the weekend, it kind of sets in on you. And what a wonderful ceremony out at the Rocket Arena on Friday night. As the class of 2026 receives its diplomas, 90 graduates cross the stage in front of a packed house. I mean a packed house at Rocket Arena. How 90 young people can generate such great support and emotion. It's a fascinating time for the community, for families, and for those graduates. Now, the class included 7 valedictorians, and they were Molly Blazina, Aubrey Grau, Zoe Hodge, Gracie Orr, Chloe Rushing, Brianna Walker, and Ella Whitney. You can read all about the ceremony and the graduates in this week's Crittenden Press, as we will present our annual graduation special coverage, 4 pages of just Crittenden County High School Class of 2026, all in your Crittenden Press coming up this week. It will be on newsstands around noon on Wednesday. Some things you'll want to have on your personal calendar for the coming days. June is going to be a busy month, a very, very busy month. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start at the end of it, because perhaps the biggest event Crittenden County may ever see, at least this generation, is coming up the last weekend in June. June 26th and 27th will be the Legacy of Liberty. It's an America 250 event celebrating America's birthday, and this is going to be the grandest of all grands. So mark that on your calendar. Mark those 2 days. It's a Friday night and a Saturday. It'll include a parade, all sorts of living history, a big bonfire on Friday night with some period actors. Just so much going on. I can't begin to tell you all of it right now. Keep tuned in on the Crittenden Press, and we'll give you more on this program. I'm going to try to get Kim Vince on here in the next few weeks leading up to it. She is the chairman of the event. She, along with Braden Locke, and tonight at 5 p.m. at Foss Hall, there will be a meeting. It's just a regular meeting of this group. And if you're interested in maybe having a hand in it, they need all the help they can get. There are already dozens and dozens of people involved in this, not just in this community. Livingston County, Caldwell County, all the surrounding communities, some folks from Fredonia are involved down at Salem. So throw your hat in the ring, so to speak, on this thing and jump in. It's going to be a great time, not just for the participants, but for the organizers and the folks that show up. So 5 o'clock tonight, Foss Hall, there will be a regular meeting of this committee that is organizing the Legacy of Liberty. Now, the Marion Tourism Commission last week met and doled out really tens of thousands of dollars, more than normal, for local groups and organizations. The Ben Clement Mineral Museum, which has its huge event coming up this weekend, this mineral and gem show. If you've never gone over to see that, you got to do it. Stick your head in the door over there. The museum is right next to Foes Hall, and the work that has been done inside of that building, you know, it doesn't have a great deal of eye appeal on the outside, but I'm going to tell you, go in and enjoy that museum. It is a treasure that Marion and Crittenden County has here that so few in this community really understand. It is an amazing, jaw-dropping at times, in particular areas of the museum and things that they have in there about the floor spar industry, mining, and just incredible viewing opportunity for you. And this weekend, there are all sorts of interactive opportunities as well for the whole family. They have events for just for children. So check out the annual Ben E. Clement Mineral Museum Gem Jewelry and Mineral Show. I know that may not sound like something that tickles your fancy, but trust me, just stick your head in the door and check it out. You will be amazed. They're expecting more than 1,000 people over there this weekend at the museum, which is, again, next to Foes Hall on North Walker Street in Marion. Also coming up in June, now, like I told you early in the program today, the social calendar is filling up quickly for June. The events calendar is just completely full. Something you'll want to know, it's time for the 138th annual Hurricane Camp meeting, and that's going to be June 8th through 14th down at the Hurricane Campground in northern Crittenden County. And this just continues a faith-based tradition that goes back generations. It's a wonderful event for the entire family. The youth camp is going on as well, but the camp meeting, which is a non-denominational revival type event in an outdoor tabernacle, there will be services scheduled nightly starting at 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday of next week, with meals being served at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday services will be at 11 a.m. And 7 p.m. This coming weekend, and there will be a meal following that morning worship service to kick things off. This year's lineup of pastors who will lead the nightly services include Matt Grimes, Danny Hinchy, Gary Hardesty, Charles Cook, Keith Wilcox, and Steve Stone. There will be special music provided throughout the week by Kenny Tolley, Cutter and Cash in the Kentucky Grass, the Stone family, and the youth campers from Hurricane Camp. So mark your calendar for a night or two down there and enjoy just some really old-fashioned fun and faith. It is absolutely a spiritual event, and it will move you if you go down and enjoy some of these nightly events at Hurricane Camp near Tulu. And perhaps on the other end of the spectrum of events is something across the river. It's Hog Rock. They will be having their big rally June 10th through the 14th. That's over on the rock, right outside of the Cave and Rock Park, not far from it, just kind of northeast of the park. But this is the 30th annual Hog Rock event over there. It's days and nights of music and adult entertainment, we'll say. But that's coming up, and what it will mean for the folks of Marion and Crittenden County and all the other communities around here is that there will be a great deal of traffic on the roads, campers, motorcycles, and other support type vehicles headed over. The ferry wait will be long, and you need to make arrangements if you use that regularly, as those folks come and go from over there. Again, that will be June 10th through the 14th. Over in Cave and Rock, Illinois. And just to kind of put a bug in your ear, I've been talking with a county judge and some other local officials. It looks like there are once again some stumbling blocks, maybe very serious ones, in the path of getting the funding for the Cave and Rock Ferry. It appears that the budget that was just passed by the state legislature did not include enough funding for the continued operation, according to its owner, Lonnie Lewis. And I spoke to Lonnie over the weekend, and there appears to be a real stalemate in the negotiation process. So the Crittenden Press will be looking into that further and following up in the coming days and weeks as both communities will be joining forces trying to make sure that this ferry does not cease operation July 1. Let's take a short break and we'll be back in just a moment and wrap up the program.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
And one more bit of news before we move into the sports segment. Tuesday, tomorrow, is the deadline for candidates to file for nonpartisan races that will be on the ballot for November's general election. Those include city council, mayor, school board, and some other and sundrious offices in the community. And as of this morning, Mayor Deanna Browning is the only individual to file for mayor. She is seeking re-election to a second term. Also filed up to this point is incumbent Councilman Dwight Shear, along with incumbent Bobby Belt, incumbent Randy Dunn, incumbent Taylor Davis, and incumbent Cutter Singleton. Also, Ricky Winders has filed for Marion City Council. The community will elect six individuals to serve on that board. Crittenden County Board of Education incumbents Eric LaRue and Ryan McDaniel have filed for re-election, and that's it so far. And then in the Conservation District seats that are open, John Croft and Bob Glinky have filed. Candidates have until 4 p.m. tomorrow on Tuesday to file to run in any of those races. You will do the paperwork out at the Crittenden County Clerk's Office if you're interested in filing. And in local sports, we'll lead with the Rocket Youth Football Camp for ages 5 through 15, which begins on June 15th. It'll be 3 days out at Rocket Arena on the school campus. That's from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. The cost is $30 for each child. Now, if you have multiple children, you get a discount for the additional participants. Registration starts at 8:30 a.m. on the first day of camp. Now we're going to turn our attention to Lady Rocket softball, which had just an incredible record-setting season, but it came to an end on Thursday night over in Edible as the Lady Rockets fell to Henderson County 8-3 in the second region championship game. The Lady Rockets finished 24-11 on the season, one of the best records in school history, and advanced farther than any other softball team has in school history, reaching the regional finals for the first time ever. And much of the success was built around what the younger players affectionately called the Fab Five. The five seniors on the team, Anna Boone, Elliot Evans, Andrea Federico, Georgia Holman, and Elle McDaniel. They were all 4 and 5 year starters on this softball team. And of course, many of you know, I have been the coach of the team for the last 4 years, and it's just been an incredible run, particularly being able to coach my daughter and her best friends all the way through. It was an emotional end
to the season on Thursday night over at Edible. But, you know, what an incredible run. What a great opportunity. I've coached for many, many years, about 40 years out at Marion Crittenden County Park. Probably the most joy that I've ever felt in coaching has been over the past few weeks as this team has matured and done things that no other team has done. The five veterans helped guide, you know, Crittenden County to its second district championship in the past 4 years, and just the fourth ever. You know, went on a 10-game winning streak before the regional title game, and just some very memorable times. And I can't say enough for the character and the leadership of that senior group, and then the underclassmen like Brody Rich and Brenna Kimmer that really solidified this team. Just incredible run. Can't say enough about it, and the future is bright with these young players, and just particularly proud of how well Brody Rich pitched down the stretch for the Lady Rockets. So congratulations to them. It's, again, been an incredible run, and I appreciate the opportunity for having been involved in that in more ways than one, as a coach and as your community reporter as well. So long for this morning's program. We will revisit later in the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.